and welcome to Not Crazy But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. Hello, it's been so long, too long, just kind of passed over the entire month of May. Goodness, I'm tired. I was going to say that I'm tired anyway, so that's a perfect... I could see the word May in my head, but March came out. So anyway, obviously, I have not had an episode since the end of April. Lots has been going on. I started my internship on May 16th, and I've been doing that for the last 3 weeks. I had one of my online courses begin, the beginning of last week, the day after Memorial Day. And then my second online class begins this upcoming Monday. So I have a lot going on. And then I also have an interview tomorrow to work at HEB as a part-time employee. Fingers crossed I get it. Hopefully, we'll see. I'll obviously keep you posted. So there's just a whole lot going on. I'm working at my internship about 4 days out of the week for 4 hours each shift, just because it's... Yeah, that's the way that I chose it. I could get into the reasons of why, but it just is because this internship's going on for the majority of my summer until August 16th. So I was like, it's not a marathon. Let's just space it out so I could be able to see different experiences and learn different things rather than being there maybe twice a week for 8 hours. I couldn't do that. Not with everything else I have going on as well. Yeah. My internship is with an animal sanctuary. They are called Primarily Primates. It's here, wherever I'm living, and you could look that up. It's awesome. It's a primarily primate sanctuary. So, yeah, I can't post any pictures or do anything like that that I've took of the monkeys just because for legal reasons. Yeah, so... Just know that I am doing something that's pretty freaking cool for myself. I am an animal care intern. I'm their community outreach intern, and I'm also an environmental intern. So it's kind of a mouthful of a role, but it does count for credit for school, which is why the title, I guess, is a little bit different because the animal care position did not meet the degree requirements for this internship to count as credit. So the animal sanctuary director worked with me and my advisor person to get this approved. So she added different jobs on there that I'm supposed to be doing throughout the summer. And one of them that I'm super excited about is doing pond analysis work, like before they get an aerator, after they have an aerator, and just testing the different levels of stuff. Like, so that's really exciting because we actually in my dad's backyard just finished, well, all the big stuff. There's still a few things that need to be done for me to say that the pond is 100% complete, but it's like we're 90% of the way there with our pond in the backyard. We've basically had the hole for this freaking pond started to be built like back in 2010 or something like that. So it's been a long time coming, and there's been water in it for well over a month now. We've had tadpoles. We actually have froglets. So in the frog life cycle takes like 16, 17, 18 something weeks, I think. So, I mean, there's been other water in there, but I mean like filling it up with it circulating, and it has a pump, and it's got fresh flowing water going in there and stuff. So it's actually really cool that something for my internship this summer is I can also... It's just a lot more hands-on learning, I feel, which is really good. So I've just been incredibly busy recently, and any sort of time that I have had to myself, I have been hanging out with Keith or resting because Keith and I rekindled. hold on, give me a second. I'm going to go see if I can turn the air off so that's not annoying right now. Okay, this should be much better. Forgot to do that before I started. There's all these little tiny things I have to remember in order to, in my mind, have a somewhat flawless recording session. And yeah, it's just most times that I have set a time aside, wow, goodness, the brain is so tired, but I'm doing it because I wanted to do this yesterday and I was so tired when I sat down. I was like, I have to take a nap. Like, if I'm sitting still, I've got to go lay down. So, because my body's just been moving so much. My internship position, like being an animal care intern, it just requires a whole lot of manual labor. So I've been super sore and tired, and old injuries that I used to have are being reawoke and have needed tending to. So it's just kind of been a lot. I've been in the sun a lot, which is just, it's all been really good. It's all awesome. I've just, this is why I've been absent. Sorry. I wish I could be more eloquent right now in my wording, but yeah. Take a breath. Let's see what's been going on. Yes, so my internship is unpaid. Therefore, I'm needing to get a part-time job because I'm driving about 35 minutes one way for this animal sanctuary. And it's just, it's too much. It's too much. And I have too much of an ego problem to continue to ask my dad for money. Like, this is ridiculous. I need my own job. It'll help. Like, I just need some income coming in. It'll give me some more confidence. And yeah, I just have to be super good at time management. And that, I don't know. That's the thing, is I guess I don't really know a good schedule of releasing a podcast right now. It's so much easier when it's during, I feel like, the school semester for me, because my week is planned out in the sense of when I need to be in class at a specific time and on what day. Whereas with these asynchronous classes throughout the summer, and then my internship being what it is, I've really kind of struggled with pinning down a good time. Like, for example, today I had chose to record and my dad then was working from home today. And so I'm over at my neighbor's house recording, sitting on the ground with my laptop on a chair, with my microphone on a baby chair. I will take a picture and post this because I feel like every recording session is just different. And this is kind of one of my favorite ones. I'm cat sitting right now. And that's been rewarding too, because one of the cats, Mimi, she's a scaredy cat, so to speak. And it's been so rewarding having her allow me to like pet her when she wants to be pet. So that's been cool. And then there's Georgie, who is just so sweet and will come sit on my lap. Oh, I just said his name. Come here. Hi. Come here, Georgie. Oh, so, so, so sweet. And I'll just come over here and hang out with you guys. They need it. And working at this animal sanctuary has gave me some really good ideas for my own pets. And because what they do at the sanctuary is called like enrichments. Like, we make different animal enrichments to, like, I guess, keep them kind of busy, just like give them something else to do. Like today, for instance, I smeared peanut butter on the inside of these envelopes. Literally, I was sticking a butter knife in a peanut butter tub and I spread it and then like flattened it out with my hand. So I like mushed it all in there and then I sprinkled some raisin bran in there. And then for the lemurs got like crushed up saltine crackers with it, because I guess they couldn't have whatever was in the raisin bran. So that was fun. I mean, I didn't get to watch them enjoy it today, but I've witnessed them enjoy other enrichments that they've made or I've made. And it's so fun to watch them play with it, rip it open, get it and lick all the stuff out and just be distracted and have something different throughout the day. Because a lot of these animals were either used in like medical research, they were pets, they were in the entertainment industry. So Yeah, like one of the macaques that we have, which I recommend looking up what that is if you're unfamiliar. A lot of them are used for medical research, unfortunately. And then I looked up why, and it says because I guess they're most closely like related to a lot of, I guess they can have, they shows the same similar like viruses that we would as humans, and they also use them for studying obesity. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and just fact check myself because I read about this a while ago. Macaque, it's M-A-C-A-Q-U-E. Q-U-E, yeah. Macaque, why do test on them? Oh, yeah. See, so much of this use is to develop and test the safety and effectiveness of potential human medicines and vaccines. Primates are also used to study how the brain functions and in research relating to human reproduction. So, yeah, a lot of the macaques will, like, you know, they have, like, numbers on their chest. And before ever coming to the sanctuary, they had never even been, like, around another macaque, some of them. So it's just really sad. Some of them are really, have had really, really sad backgrounds, and we just, they try to give them the best care through the remainder of their life. So, like, they'll get medications in the morning and in the afternoon. They get, like, a whole bunch of different, like, fruit mixes and, like, vegetable mixes because they get a whole lot of donations. Not a whole lot, but they, you know, they get some donations from local grocery stores around here, which is awesome. So, yeah, if you guys are ever wanting to donate anything to Primarily Primates, that's a good place to donate stuff to. They'll take toys. They take, yeah. I just highly recommend looking at their website. It's pretty cool. Then you can also see what kind of animals are on there as well. And you can always go and volunteer to, like, chop food and whatnot if you're looking for volunteer hours or just want to volunteer your time. So it's been really, I've learned a lot, and I'm still eager to learn more. So see, that's why I wanted, I guess, shifts that were more spread out and, like, shorter time frame than just, like, 2 long days there, because I wanted to be able just to, I guess, also just, yeah. Yeah, like, have different, like, different interactions occur, I guess, with just, right, different experiences, because obviously that makes sense. I think I'm trying to think of what else has been, like, I've just been gardening my little ass off. I've been growing cucumbers from seed this year. I planted them, I believe it was on March 6th when I planted my cucumbers, and now I can almost pick a cucumber every single day. Sometimes I'll, like, the other day I picked 6 because I just let them keep growing, and man, the dogs love cucumber, and they just do. Yeah, try it with yours if you have one. That and carrots, but cucumbers are awesome because it has a lot of extra water. It's just a good water source for them, and it's so damn hot and getting hotter. That's the other thing is, yeah, I'm glad that I've been getting used to the heat more, like, as it's getting hotter, because I've been working outside so much. Like, I think this is the most, like, I don't know, most I've been outside since I was, like, probably a child. Like, you know, 8 or 9, whenever I'd go to the local pool and swim in the summer when, you know, my dad would buy us, like, a membership or something. And I was always outside. I was, like, super tan and, yeah. So I'm feeling like I'm a kid again in a lot of ways. But my body, you guys, oh my gosh, I'm sore. Like, it's just, like, I remember, like, adults would always say when I was younger, like, you know, to make sure that you, like, stretch or do these things because, yeah, when you get older, it's, like, harder, you know, to maintain that. And it's so true. Like, man, it's crazy how bodies change. Like, when you're younger, you feel like you'll always feel so spry and bendy and or, like, energetic. But, yeah, like, I did a back bend the other day and, like, kicked over because, I mean, I used to be able to do those pretty freaking easily growing up. And Like, the first attempt was so sad. Like, I tried to kick over, and it looked so crazy. It was, like, flailing my legs everywhere, and then I had to, like, spin to the side. I don't know if what I'm saying makes no sense, then just skip over this part. But then the second backbend I did and then kicked over, it worked, but I was like, damn, I just, like, used so many muscles that, like, they've just been ignored. I hadn't really... I don't know. That's not something I do too often, but I'd had like 4 beers or 5 beers and I was just like stretching and doing a little bit of yoga in my backyard and thought, I'll try this. And yeah. I don't know why we always get a little bit more. I mean, I guess I understand why. It's just funny how I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll attempt this like backbend and I'll kick my legs over, even though I haven't done this in however freaking long, but just give me a little alcohol and I'll try. I mean, I'm not going to, like, do some, like, round-off back handsprings. That's when you know I've had way too much to drink from. Like, let's try that, which, no. Let's see. I'm like, what can I don't know. I've just been, like, my time has just been super absorbed by... I'm taking an economics course. I'm doing this internship. And then the pond in the backyard has been so fun. Just learning and exploring all of that. We picked up some goldfish for the pond. It's like I'll post a picture of it. It's a pretty large pond. So I don't want anyone to feel like I'm obviously like putting fish in something that's too small. Like it's a decent size, because I'm like a big fan of Reddit, and somebody like called me out the other day on Reddit because I was like, oh, I thought that like goldfish grew to the size of their tank, right? And somebody I was following this pond subreddit on there, and somebody posted about, they were like, what are these little things that are in my pond? They look like little penises flicking themselves around. And the only thing I could think of was mosquito larvae. And that was a really good description to describe what mosquito larva looks like. If you don't know, you should look it up. Or I also encourage you just to like do a little experiment yourself. Have a little cup of water out or just collect some rainwater or whatever and look at the little things swimming in there. Or like, yeah, they literally do look like little penises flicking themselves around. That was super like immediately I was like, I think that's mosquito larva. And other people were, you know, agreeing, yada, yada. Well, then I was like, oh, well, you could probably get some, like, goldfish or other fish, like, that'll take care of it. Because that was one of the main reasons we got our fish when we did, was because mosquito larvae had found its way to the pond before there was, like, enough circulation. And I wasn't about to be a freaking breeding pool for mosquitoes, right? So we picked up some goldfish for ours. And so then I thought, well, yeah, you should probably get a goldfish. Like, and her pond was, like, wasn't, like, big, but it wasn't like super tiny. And she, so I, cause I was, my comment on there was like, I'm pretty sure they grow to the size of their tank. And somebody replied back saying like, I don't know where you got that from, but that's not true. Like they'll get sick and they get diseases and yada, yada. And I was like, oh, well, thank you for telling me. Like, I don't, you know, it's not, they were cool about it. And I didn't read it like they were being a dick. And either way, it's Reddit. Like that's what it's about. It's about like learning and right? I mean, that's why I'm on there. Or that or for funny shit, right? But different people's opinions and or facts. And I was like, well, that's pretty interesting because I always was taught that goldfish can... Somebody fucking told me that. That goldfish grow to the size of their tank. So I thought that if that person got one or two, that it'd be okay because it's not like they're overcrowding it. But that's obviously not correct information, and people just say that, I guess, so they could sell more fish. So then I was like, oh, okay, well, then would minnows be okay? I'm like, I'm not trying to have someone chew me out on Reddit and then us not have some sort of pleasant conversation afterward. I like Reddit too much, and I don't know. So, yeah, we ended up having a pleasant conversation because I was told at the pet store that these freaking goldfish would only like grow like maybe 2 inches a year. You guys, I've had them for like this week will I think be 4 weeks. No, this week will be 3 weeks. Yeah, this Saturday will be 3 weeks. And I swear one's already grown like an inch and a half. It's crazy. Like I'm glad my dad pointed it out too, because in my mind I was like, damn, they look really, they look a lot bigger than what they were. And – I'm glad that my dad agreed. Like, because I was thinking that, but then he said it out loud. He was like, oh, they've gotten a lot bigger since being in there. And I was like, you think so too? So, but going back to what I was saying with this, you know, ending my, like, pleasant conversation with this person on Reddit was they were telling me that theirs grew, like, 7 inches in 1 year. And I was like, what the fuck? That's, like, the actual, like, no one said that at all to me, which is cool. Like, I'm totally fine with that. I want them to grow quickly. I was just thinking that it was going to take me, like, 15 years before I was actually going to get to see my goldfish, like, be, like, I don't know, like, fish-like and not just, like, a little fish, if that makes sense. That probably sounds really fucking stupid, but, yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if any of you guys use Reddit, but I use Reddit for a lot of stuff. It's so interesting. It's so, and then there's things on there that I see that are like super freaking annoying. And that's probably what that one person thought when they read my comment. They're like, oh, another fucking person believes that goldfish will grow to whatever tank you put them in. And they're like, gotta correct somebody else. And I'm like, oh. But so, like, let's see what else. All that I wrote down on my list right now is what's been going on. Summer school, pond, gardening. What else am I growing? Oh, squash, yellow squash. I'm also growing spaghetti squash. I'm growing big slicing tomatoes. I just picked my first tomato yesterday. It was green for the longest freaking time and finally started getting a hint of, like, orangish, yeah, orangey, ready kind of color. And so my dad advised that I pick it off and put it in the windowsill. So I did. It's funny. Like, I swear I'm super into my garden and so excited about it. But I swear as soon as, like, there's, like, fruit or something to pick from it, he's the first to tell me. And I'm like, I'll have just got home. He's like, oh, you need to go pick your tomato. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm sure. Like, I'll get there. Like, I'm so excited too. It's just funny. Like, I don't know. Instead of, like, me going and looking to find that I have one to pick, he's like, oh, you got to go pick it. And I'm like, okay, thanks. In the beginning, we had not a disagreement, but he was telling me to pick one of my cucumbers when I didn't want to pick it. And I was just like, okay, like, I can leave it if I want to leave it, you know? And so it's funny because when I planted my cucumber seeds earlier this year, I gave him some to go and plant on his own because I knew this was going to happen. I knew he was going to, like, which is fine. Like, it's funny. There's a fine line between, like, not being annoyed when somebody does things that, like, annoys you and then also appreciating that, like, that might not always be there. So I'm well aware of that. Like, I just, like, there are some times where I'm like, oh, it's, like, I want to find my own tomato. Like, you know? Or, because it's like, I waited. Like, I had my eye on that green tomato for a real long time. Like, I know. I was waiting for the sun to, like, see it. I actually, like, moved some branches around. I, like, did some, you know, gardening work around it so that, like, the sun could hit it so that it would turn a different color. So it's like, it's just funny because I gave him his own seeds so he could go and do his own stuff, but he still likes to pick my veggies and tell me when to pick my fruits and veggies. And there's some times where I'm like, oh, okay, cool, that's cool. And then there's other times where I'm like, yeah, I would like to go figure that out on my own, you know, but it's just like a mood thing. And it's like a, you know, like I said, it's one of those things where the fine line of not being annoyed by something because you know that I know he means the best, like he has like the best intentions, like he's just as excited, I'm sure, as I am. But like, because I know, yeah, I don't know. I think I made my point. But I'm like, what else am I growing? Oh, I'm about to plant some okra seeds and Swiss chard. I don't really like that word, chard. Swiss chard. From seed that my aunt gave me. And then I'm also wanting to plant some green beans and have them do their thing on, like, the fence line. I think that'd be really cool. And, yeah, I'm like, 'cause I'm ready to do, like, my little second go around at my summer planting, and then I think be done for, like, summer gardening of planting. I mean, I'm like, what else do I want to do? It's been so fun growing cucumbers and squash and zucchini, and yeah, they're all in the same family, so if like one's doing well, then the other should be doing well, right? Like in the same area. That's kind of my mentality. But I don't know, actually, because some came from seed and then some I bought as actual plants already. Oh, I'm also growing peppers, like banana peppers, and some are a lot lighter than others. I swear one was supposed to be a jalapeno or serrano. That sounds so white. Jalapeno and serranos, but they don't really taste like serranos or jalapenos. They jalapeno. I cannot say it that way and then not try and say it the way that it's like supposed to be pronounced, I guess. So, but okay, yeah, it does not taste spicy pica at all. It's very, I eat them like raw on the side of like having my like sandwiches for lunch right now. It's so good. So it's just more for flavor. So those have been fun to just go out there and pick. And I also have bell pepper plants, but have not seen a single bell pepper. I heard that those take longer though. Oh, and I'm also growing snacking tomatoes. So those are those little tiny like grape baby circular ones. Those are fun. That plant's gone like wild. Like the leaves and stuff have gone up into like the loquat tree. It's really cool. It's really fun. I've never been successful with growing tomatoes, so it's been fun to check on the garden every year. I also have citrus plants, but nothing has come to fruit. It's like I'll get these little tiny, like, little balls that look like they're going to turn into, like, a little lime or a little lemon, and it, nada, it just drops. So I don't know if the tree's too immature and he needs to grow up or what. Yeah, so I've been loving gardening and being outside. It's been great, and especially with the pond. Like, the backyard looks the best I've ever seen it, and it's so rewarding to be out there because we've put in a whole lot of work and time, and the yard just looks the best it's ever looked. It used to look like a dust bowl out there. Literally, the dust bowl was in my backyard not too long ago, and from using soaker hoses when, like, you were allowed last summer. Because where I live, you can only use sprinklers and or, like, soaker hoses like that once a week for water restriction purposes. So, for instance, like, our day to water with either, like, soaker hoses or sprinkler is on Wednesdays. And you can do it from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. or 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And that's it. Otherwise, you can water by hand whenever. If not, then you're watering illegal if you're where I'm at. Hate to break it to you, but yep. So, but last year, we put soaker hoses around a few of our trees. And man, the like weeds and grass just filled in and it did its thing. And with just maintaining it over the last year, it looks so good. My backyard, if anybody knows me, you guys all know me, but I'm pretty sure the majority of you have seen my dad's backyard before, and I'm telling you, it just looks like it's never, ever looked before, and I'm loving it. Like, last year, I spent all my time on the front porch. This year, I'm like, the front porch is like the most distant thing in my mind, like, to think about. I'm like wanting to move all my plants that are up there to the back, but then I'm like, well, then the front would have nothing. So the front looks good too. It's just I've been obsessed with the backyard. So yeah. If you're curious what it looks like and if you haven't seen it, just let me know. I'll post a picture of it maybe. I should post a picture at least of the pond. But yeah, because there's a crepe myrtle tree like that goes right over kind of the pond area, and the flowers are pink and it like drops in the pond. It looks so sexy and beautiful. Oh, it's like all my pond dreams are coming to life that I've envisioned over the years. Shout out to my good friend Chloe. Her grandma has an amazing like pond and backyard area that really inspired me the first time I saw that, which was summer 2019. And our pond had already been like a hole. It just wasn't ever a pond unless it like rained and would fill completely all the way up. So Yeah, and I mean, in Chloe's grandma's backyard, she just had so many butterflies and dragonflies. It was so magical. And, oh, it was just truly one of, like, the most serene places to just, like, spend an afternoon. And it just really stood out in my mind. And this has been a goal of mine after seeing Chloe's grandma's. So I'm finally, you know, seeing the dragonflies, and I haven't really seen many butterflies yet, but I'm hoping more come this way. Yeah, it's been good. I'm sorry that this is what I don't know, this is kind of like all over the place. It's just like a big old update of what's been going on in my life. Yeah, Keith and I did rekindle. That was the beginning of May. And we've been spending, like, a lot of time together, but then also some time, like, to ourselves, too. And it's just been really good. We really both, I think, benefited from taking, like, basically 4 months of space from each other, focusing on our own thing. And then I feel like just having a more clear headspace, for sure. Yeah, so it's been really good. It's been nice hanging out with him and spending time with him and sharing meals together, doing things. We went to Six Flags Fiesta, Texas a couple weeks ago. We've done putt-putt golf. We've gone on picnics. Our dogs play all the time. We've been doing, like, little different projects. Yesterday, my cousin Max and Keith came over, and we started to, like, strip the chairs in my backyard so that we can repaint them soon. So yeah, we've just been keeping busy, doing things, hanging out, enjoying summer vibes. Time management's just been my biggest thing, but it's good. I think so I have a job interview tomorrow morning with HEB. The position is to be a cross-functional rep, part of their cross-functional team. It says CFT as the title, and I had to ask my cousin, like, what in the fuck is this? And he helped me. So, yeah, shout out to my cousin Max for all your help. And, yeah, I've just been busy. Yeah, that's, like, the best way I can put it. It's been really good. Yeah, it's been difficult to pin down my LOL bi-weekly podcast, even though I didn't talk at all in May. And I don't know, maybe I could do shorter episodes and try to, I don't know. I say that and then I'm like, I laugh at myself when I'm like, huh, you thought you could do this once a week. It's like just putting this time aside, it just, for some reason, without having like the designated space for it, at least I think in my mind, that's the main reason that I don't have the designated space and or like, okay, I listen to all these other podcasts, right? And mainly they're podcasts by people who like are on reality TV, but they have like a set day. They're like, they're recording this on a Sunday and it's released every Wednesday. Okay, well, and I know they're getting paid and they have like somebody probably editing it and doing it all for them when I'm that person. But I'm just like, it's hard to... And a lot of them have a co-host. No one's ever really just doing this by themselves. So I got to cut myself some slack. It's just me here. Just me, my thoughts, and my life. What's going on? And to tell you the truth, I'm doing the best that I can be doing. I kind of want to take a selfie right now, and then we can just post this. Like, this is my setup today. Take a little video. So if you're like listening and then you watch whatever I post, this is my setup. Yeah. It's just been going with the flow of, I think the best way that I like could word it to Keith, and it felt very, when I said it, I was like, yeah, that's very accurate. I can really only think about like the next 20 minutes ahead. And then, like, that's it. Like, 40, too far. An hour, fuck that. 20 is the perfect amount of time right now for me to be able to, like, think about what's next? That's how much shit I've had going on recently. And yeah, it's been good. I've really been enjoying it. It's character building. But yeah, wish me luck for my interview tomorrow. I think I'm going to kind of stop this here because I've got to listen to it back and then edit it. And that's going to be however long this episode is already, plus some time to edit it in case there's a problem. But I also really do want to work on intro, outro, jingly vibes. If anybody has any sort of suggestions or ideas, thoughts, concerns, complaints, let me know. I might consider. But other than that, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm so sorry that it's been so freaking long. And I appreciate the love of being patient and for listening, for choosing to listen to this with whatever it is you're doing, whether you're driving, walking, running, biking, longboarding, sitting, swimming, shitting, laughing. I don't care. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for thinking about me and wanting to see what's up. And yeah, if you're listening to this and we haven't hung out in a while, let's hang out whenever we have time. I'm like, I think the next time I'll have time to like hang out, quote unquote, would be like my birthday. Just because I'm doing this. I'm going to Florida. I'm so excited. My stepdad bought me a ticket to go see my mom in Florida. She and my brother go there for, my brother goes to tennis camp in Florida during the summer, and my mom will go stay in a condo down there. And my stepdad bought me a ticket to go and stay with her for about a week. So I'll be there. Maybe I can, well, I don't know if I'll take all my equipment with me. And no, I don't think so. Who knows though? No, I'll probably just like leave it here and then I could do an episode when I get back. But that's good. I hope I can swim with some like manatees or something. Something, I don't know. That'd be really fucking cool. I know that was really random, but that's really what I'm hoping I achieve when I'm in Florida is I want to swim with some manatees. Yeah, other than that, there's some exciting things going on in my friends' lives, but I haven't got confirmation from them that I could share that because it's not my shit. So I will before I blast anything. But just know that I'm excited. Things are going on, and I really, trust me, like I want to be able to get to this as much as I can too with recording. And maybe this can be a thing where I come over to my neighbor's house. Maybe she won't mind. And I can just do this here. That'd be cool. That way I don't have to worry about, you know, the dogs and all the other things. Because, I mean, I know it probably sounds like a tired excuse at this point. But truly, like, it's a whole production trying to record at my house. So today's been really effortless. Except for in the beginning when I had to, this is my third spot I've sat in and started to record in. And this was it, though. This worked really well. Thanks for following along with my journey and being here. It really means more than I can express in words right now. Just know that your support means so much to me. And yeah, you're helping me live out my dream. Thank you. I love you.